Good morning. Clouds steadily advanced into interior New York and New England overnight in advance of a wave of low pressure, which is tracking now past the Ohio Valley toward Philadelphia and the mid-Atlantic coast. The batch of precipitation associated with this cloud cover is now moving through the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern parts of New England, and some of this rain will be heavy through the morning and into the early part of the afternoon. The low then will track south of Long Island and Cape Cod as we get deeper into the afternoon and through the evening hours, and the steady rain will wind down. Still, some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will produce widely scattered showers across the region for the second half of the day today. Temperatures will be stuck in the 60s, especially across the Catskills, the Taconics, Berkshires, and Litchfield Hills, where it rains for a good chunk of the day, while other locations seeing more sunshine in the Adirondacks and the Champlain Valley and parts of Vermont will be in the upper 60s and lower to mid 70s. Overnight tonight will start a drying trend. Still, we'll have mostly cloudy skies as temperatures drop into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Upper level energy will remain in the area tomorrow. As a result, we'll have in and out sunshine. There is the risk of a shower, but mainly across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, while most other locations will remain dry, and temperatures will push back into the middle 70s. A big ridge of high pressure, both at the surface and in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, will dominate the weather across the weekend. This means mostly sunny and warm weather on Saturday in the lower 80s, and with a few clouds moving in later in the day on Sunday, we'll still make it up into the middle 80s. The next front will head our way for Sunday night, and especially during the day Monday. This will bring clouds back into the region, and a good chance of showers and thunderstorms come Monday. Highs will be in the upper 70s. Lingering showers into Tuesday in the middle to upper 70s, then a mix of sun and clouds with high pressure moving back in for Wednesday and highs around 80. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the central and southern high plains to the Tennessee Valley. Robust diurnal heating will occur with surface temperatures warming through the 90s to near 105 degrees in the southern plains. This should yield pronounced differential heating along an existing frontal boundary. Modest low-level ascent may force early evening thunderstorm development across parts of northern Oklahoma to southern Kansas. Should this occur, large buoyancy and strong effective shear would favor initial supercells with large hail, damaging winds, and a couple of tornadoes. And isolated to widely scattered storms will likely develop during the late afternoon and early evening within a continued low-level upslope flow regime over eastern Colorado. A belt of moderate to strong mid-level westerlies will support supercells with the risk of large hail, damaging winds, and perhaps a tornado. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees with a southwest wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 55, 84% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.72 inches and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 112 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City rain in the lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the lower to mid 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 77 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature 68, that's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday, 1.31 inches for the month, which is 79 hundredths above normal. And 14.87 inches for the year, which is 43 hundredths of an inch of precipitation below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 21, that's 13 above normal. And 56 for the season, which is 18 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 39, in 1990. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:30 p.m., 15 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with a few scattered afternoon showers and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain this morning, scattered showers this afternoon, and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, rain in the Catskills this morning with just scattered showers in the Mohawk Valley and possibly into the southern Adirondacks. Scattered showers everywhere this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain this morning and scattered showers this afternoon and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers this morning and scattered showers this afternoon, highs near 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a mountain shower, with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly sunny in the lower 80s Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the upper 70s. Chance of showers Tuesday, mid to upper 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Wednesday with highs right around 80 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.